I'm now joined by NHPR's Josh Rogers for the Political Front, a look at the latest in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Jessica.
So, Josh, this week, two of the biggest issues facing lawmakers this year, a casino backed by proposal backed by Governor Hassan, and a 15-cent gas tax increase on which the governor has been so far noncommittal. They face key early votes. What can we expect to learn?
Well, I think we can expect to learn that despite some adverse developments, like the report from the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies that found a casino of the sort envisioned by Governor Hassan might not net the state any money, and also some frank comments by the chair of the House Finance Committee that it would be a mistake to include the $80 million in casino licensing fees in the state budget, as Governor Hassan did, gambling still has very solid support in the Senate. The vote in the Senate Ways and Means Committee is expected to be 4-1 in favor. But at the same time, it's ever clear that getting gambling through the House is going to take some doing by the governor. And the early reviews of the governor's public sales effort, last week she met with the editorial boards of the Portsmouth Herald, the Concord Monitor, and also appeared on Anish Paris Exchange, were, I guess you could say, mixed. Still, polling does indicate that casino enjoys popular support among voters, which Hassan is banking on. But she also knows that this issue isn't going to be decided by referendum, so she's going to have to get busy in Concord.
And what about the gas tax? Backers of that proposal also had a tough week.
Yes, and one backer, Nashua Representative David Campbell in particular, he sent an email to key members of the House Finance Committee pitching his proposal as, quote, the gift that keeps giving. And he was talking about the projection of how a higher gas tax would lead to higher surpluses from unrefunded road tolls, which is what the gas tax is technically. Per the New Hampshire Constitution, gas tax revenue must go towards roads, which means people who pay gas taxes for non-road use, meaning boaters, snowmobilers, farmers, et cetera, can seek refunds on the levy they pay. But not everyone does, so a higher gas tax would mean more unrefunded tax dollars, several million dollars worth in every budget cycle, that could theoretically be spent elsewhere. As Representative Campbell put it memorably in his email, as my father used to say, don't spend it all in one place. As you might imagine, such provocative language hasn't helped his bill, which had cleared his committee by 18-0. And the bill is still likely to clear the House this week, but it then heads to the House Ways and Means Committee, where it could be amended or scaled back before it returns to the floor for what will be the decisive vote in the House on that proposal.
Now, should this dynamic be much of a surprise? I mean, the gas tax hasn't been raised since 1991, and gambling bills have never been popular in the New Hampshire House.
Well, you know, that's true, Jessica, and both of these issues have had a lot of energy put into them. Governor Hassan has really stuck her neck out on the gambling front, and her arguments for the bill continue to multiply. At first, it was simply, we can't let Massachusetts steal what should be New Hampshire's revenue when they have their casinos online. Late last week, the governor was pitching a broader argument, essentially that a border casino would be a continuation of New Hampshire's tradition of state-sanctioned gambling. This would be the next generation of gambling, is how she put it when she appeared on the Exchange last week. And I do have to say, after 8 years of Governor Lynch, whose public pursuit of issues tended to be limited to the non-controversial, this has been interesting to watch so far. And as for the gas tax, you are talking about a policy that would in total raise close to $1 billion over 5 years. You know, Lord knows that New Hampshire's roads and bridges need a lot of work, but that's a big number to move through the State House.
Speaking of billions, the House Finance Committee really starts to get to work on the budget this week. As you mentioned, Committee Chair Mary Jane Wallner has indicated that she's wary of banking on gambling revenue. That's an $80 million issue right from the get-go.
You know, it is, Jessica, and Governor Hassan hopes that $80 million hole will essentially cow the House into accepting gambling. But Representative Wallner, who's been sitting on the Finance Committee for as long as I've been around the State House, though never as chair, has signaled she plans to go through the governor's budget proposal in the time-tested approach of the House Finance Committee, pick it apart line by line, and find $80 million in cuts or savings elsewhere. You know, and along the way, who knows what might else could surface. Budget season always brings a big surprise or two.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Jessica.
That's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition live every Monday for On the Political Front, a look at New Hampshire politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.